Welcome to our community connection. And today we have Jill Spitzer, and she is the Washington County Clerk of the Court. And we've got a little bit going on here because you're in just a little bit of change. We had everything running normally, and then the COVID hit, and now we're kind of making our way back. Can you tell us a little bit of the changes that have taken place since the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, there have been many changes. We have been doing more filings by email, fax, and through the mail. And we have been taking more credit card payments for filings and for people paying their fines and costs. They have just not been allowed to come in to the counter and make payments.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that your office is in charge of is marriage licenses. And I understood that you took some pretty good ideas from a lot of different places and you kind of put it all together. And it's been working out pretty good under these bizarre circumstances.
Yes. Yes, it has. We decided to start emailing the application for marriage license to the couples when they call to find out if we're doing them for one thing and, you know, what the process is.
Mm-hmm.
So we get their email address and we email it to them and they fill it out and email it back to us with their driver's licenses and any premarital counseling paperwork that they have if they've gone through the premarital counseling. And we call them back just to verify all the information, and then they pay us on the phone with a debit or credit card. And we set up a time for them to come in or to come to the courthouse, and they don't come inside. We meet them outside at the curb with the completed marriage license. And they sign that in front of us, and they take it and go through their process of getting married, and that's how we decided to do that.
Well, that was pretty ingenious, I got to tell you. Now, I understand mm-hmm. that the clerk of the court does a lot of different functions. Like you mentioned earlier, fines and fees and the marriage thing, too. Can you kind of give us a little bit of an overview of what responsibilities and duties your office has?
Oh, there are many, and I'll just mention a few here.
But okay.
We are responsible for the recording, filing, and maintaining of the court records for the district court. We collect money for filing fees and fines and, you know, the licenses. And well, each month, these monies collected are distributed to numerous entities of county and state. Yeah, we do our end-of-the-month report, and we have to print vouchers that go out to all these entities. We follow procedures prescribed by the Court Administrator's Office, the Oklahoma Supreme Court, and the State Auditor and Inspector. It's our duty to ensure all these reports are filed in a timely manner.
Now, getting all this taken care of, it's a lot of close work. I understand that you have some very experienced people in your office, and you've also taken the time to make sure that they're able to take classes to stay ahead of the curve. Can you explain a little bit about the education process with your employees?
Well, we have classes through the OSU training program that we can sign up for and go to other locations to take these classes.
Mm-hmm.
And they need, I believe it's 24 hours of training that the deputies need, you know, my employees, to get their certification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the court clerk and the first deputy, their hours are a little bit more that they need. But if if you're an employee for the court clerk, it's 24 hours.
So,
and go ahead.
No, so they do have classes that they take in order to learn the latest of what's going on with this mm-hmm. particular office and how it operates.
Yes. Yeah. We did get an email the other day where they are doing a virtual class. And so I have signed up a couple people to take that. And I'm planning on having everyone, you know, who needs the hours to get their certification, I'm planning on signing them up for the class too. Mm-hmm. And this one that they're doing right now is understanding the whole of county government.
Oh.
And it's 3 hours towards their certification.
So everyone will know exactly how it all works and how they fit into place there with this amazing configuration that we have called county government.
Now,
you're doing things differently, as we mentioned, with people now conducting business pretty much outside the courthouse, but at the courthouse grounds. How is that working out? Is it doing okay for right now?
We've had our challenges and our successes.
Are you operating in the tent like some offices are?
No, we stay inside. Yeah, we are in our office, you know, conducting our business, and we have one of the deputies is outside in the tent. One or two of the sheriff's deputies are in the tent with the defendants. On the days that we have the tent, we haven't had the tent this week yet.
Oh, okay. So this works out according to schedule, and you have everyone basically taken care of and tended to properly so that everyone's safe?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's interesting. When people come by to, if they have a fine to pay or if they have business to conduct, is it best that they call ahead and make appointments at your office?
It's best to call ahead, and we will ask them if they can make a payment over the phone or mail in a payment.
So,
you know, we're trying to, like, keep the traffic low inside the building just for the safety of, you know, everyone involved, the public and, you know, the offices here. So it's great if people can make payments on the phone, online, or if they can mail a payment.
All right, very good. That makes it a lot easier for everyone and a lot less confusing, too.
Yes, yes.
Another question that we have here moving forward with the office, like you said, you deal with so many things. And mm-hmm. when with records and filing and fines and what have you, and then on the other side, you have marriages, which is a happy thing, too.
Yes.
So is there anything in the middle that I've kind of missed as to what the office encompasses?
I'm sure there is, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. I mean, we are a busy office.
Oh, yes.
We always have something to do. Even in this time when we were not open to the public, I had 4 people that were scanning on some of our older records that, you know, we didn't have scanned on yet.
Mm.
We have many, many files that we're working on that we need to get scanned into the computers. So that is what we've been working on.
So you've been keeping very, very busy on top of being very, very busy.
Yes, and you know, trying to keep up with all the changes.
And if anybody wants to find out more about your office, where's the website? What website do they go to?
It's listed, mm-hmm. and you know, it gives you information about each office.
And it has ways to contact your office as well in there, too, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yes. And court records. Like, if people want to look up their court records, they would go to that oscn.net mm-hmm. website. And, you know, they can go to Washington County and see what's been filed here in Washington County.
Very good. Jill, I want to thank you for your time with us today. And mm-hmm. you know, look forward to running into you pretty soon.
Yes. Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. And you've been listening to Community Connection.